You know this, Uncle Tom.
Listen, sucker. I'm blacker than the Ace of Spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting at rallies and browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me. And I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Yo, what up, world? It's your boy, Cooley Man.
You got AK in the building.
You got your girl Monica in the building.
And y'all know what time it is. It's time to plug them headphones in, put them kids to bed, and let's begin to listen. It's grown-ups talk, and we talking about fears, what you really scared of. Know what I mean? We'll bring them cold sweats at night. Yo.
What up, world?
You know.
Shout out to all the followers, and I mean the new followers that we just gained. Shout out to Monica too.
Gang. Gains. We getting gains out here like we lifting weights, nah. Yo, again, like I do every episode, I gotta give y'all time. You feel me? We appreciate y'all for appreciating us. It take a special type of you to appreciate a special type of us. Y'all sit down and y'all listen to us an hour and a half every Monday as we drop these episodes faithfully for y'all. And y'all listening to our opinions and y'all giving us great feedback. The whole nine, I mean, we appreciate y'all. Thank you. Thank you for being special and thank you for appreciating us for being special.
And you already know, you know my motto, like, share, and follow.
You know.
And as you know, you guys can always follow us on Instagram, SoundCloud, Facebook. We're just all over. Just Google us. We'll come up.
Tweet. We out here Twittering too.
Did I hear tweets?
Tweets. I think I just got a tweet. There we go. So on today, now meanwhile, cheers real
Shut
quick.
Shut it down, Julio.
Yeah. Now I mean, what is it called, AK? Don Julio.
1942, stuck in a bottle.
Anijo.
Anijo. Know what I mean?
Look at the bottle. I don't know what it's called, I look at
this. This the dark Don Julio. They said they aged this one a little bit longer. They seen we was messing with the Blanco for a little while. So they say, yo, mess with this and see how this one do. So we testing it out. Know what I mean? But yeah, we're going to talk about our fears today. Know what I mean? What make you nervous as fuck? What's your fear like?
So let me just say this: when I heard that this was a topic, I thought it was very interesting because I never ever told anyone, I think besides one, maybe two people, my fear as a child. You know, I'm about to tell the world now.
Yeah. So we about to let y'all
don't use this as a way to come at any of us because we still all about that life.
Cause listen, I'm a firm believer in conquering my fears. Listen, so
right, me too. But I was about to give you my fear as a youth and my fear now.
Word.
So I mean, my fear as a youth is very, very, I don't know, I guess childish. But I was scared of aliens as a kid. So
you scared of aliens?
Me too.
Bro, yo, let me just tell you,
motherfuckers is weird.
Right. I just thought, I believe that they was gonna come and get me, as gonna come down and abduct me. I was gonna wake up.
AK.
And they open heart surgery on me and shit.
AK. We not like that though.
Bro, listen.
Oh my god.
We don't do that. When we abduct you, we don't do those type of things to y'all.
Well,
us aliens. Well,
Cooley. Oh,
us aliens.
I was scared as a youth. Oh, I still got a little bit paranoia there, so I don't think you might want to go. You don't want to go.
Now he's sung out a little bit.
Right, yeah, because that alien shit, that shit is creepy to me.
Yo,
and it's this shit called, you remember, I don't know if you remember or even watched it, shit called Strange Universe, and the shit used to come on around like 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, and what happened to me, right? So, I would go to sleep like a
With
normal
that shit
kid.
Playing?
No. I would go to sleep like a normal kid at bedtime, anything, just so I wouldn't be a wolf shit, yeah, around Strange Universe.
Right, right.
Every night, it was no fail to it. I wake up around, and it's the exact beginning of Strange Universe.
Every time.
Every morning. And they be talking about the strangest shit in the universe, and it be alien shit and people encounters, and that shit be having me laying in my bed sweating. Tweet! Common sense never told me to get up and just turn the TV off. Never told me that. I just watched that shit.
Word.
From 3 to 4, because it was an hour long, but it was another show that came on afterwards. It was a little, it wasn't aliens, but it was like the paranoia, like, you know, ghost and shit. And I mean, bruh, it was people's stories with that. So bruh, that used to like bring me a little bit closer to the edge, because that didn't scare me so much. In fact, I would much rather to be visited by an old relative than a motherfucking alien that I don't know.
Yo, well, wow. On some TV shit, if we're going to go there, right? Some youth shit, right? Some little shit, right? All right, so one thing.
Oh, shit, I'm behind.
Yeah, you're a shot behind, bruh. So, one thing that used to scare the fuck out of me, RIP to my sister Tara, you know what I mean? Rest in peace, you know what I mean? Love you, I miss you. And I'm still kind of fucked up in the head behind what you did to me. But, yeah, fun times, great stories, I'm grown now. So, everybody know Chucky, everybody know Friday the 13th. All that shit, Nightmare on Elm Street. So everybody know that. Everybody know that shit, right? Yeah, that shit, right? So she used to chase me around the house, my nigga, doing that shit. Knowing that shit used to scare the I would not go to sleep. Like, Nightmare on Elm Street came on, Freddy Krueger and all that shit. I was scared to death to go to sleep. Like, I swear to goodness, like, when I'm talking 4 or 5 years old, scared, my nigga.
Can't do it.
Could not do it. Like, my mom used to let me stay up until I couldn't stay up no more, and then just let me go to sleep. Like, and then when she wake up, he ain't get you, did you? Nope. He ain't get me, mommy. He ain't get me. Yo, that did, like, and she used to follow me around the house and just do that shit. Kill. All through the fucking house, yo. And do it so soft and so perfect, like the movie. This shit used to make me, like, cry for real. Like, I used to cry in anything.
Yo, shout out to Grown Ups Talk for, you know what I mean, the, what is it called? Therapy that we're going through.
The outlet that we're receiving right now, yo, for the most part.
Go ahead, Monica. Let me hear something that scared you. Hold on. My fault.
Hold on. I got one more story. Hold on. So, the other thing, since you brung this shit up, because I forgot all about this shit. That's how I had to take that shit out of my memory. That's how scared I used to be.
Right. That's the same thing with the alien shit.
That paranoia, that paranormal activity shit.
Aliens popped up.
Fucking ghost and shit, my nigga, I got a little fucking fear of that shit. I ain't gonna lie. But, nigga, back when I was little, nigga. You talking about that Freddy Krueger shit and being up in the house when all the adults and everybody sleep and there's no TV on, because my mom at first used to cut the TV off and be like, all right, he'll go to sleep if everything dark. And nigga, I'm just in there like, oh shit, you hear the noises of the house and shit, mm-hmm. And you think it's people coming to get you. Nigga, yo, I think I stopped fucking being scared of that shit around like 13, 14. Nigga, scared as fuck of like haunted shit, like
the smoke alarm dying scared and shit. Beep.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who beeping?
That shit happened to me before too. Richard, yeah, that shit really happened to me. Like, yo, cause the batteries was good until that one night I heard a beep I ain't never heard before. And I'm like, yo.
Who put a bomb in my room?
What the fuck was that? Hey, yo, BJ. That was my older brother. Hey, yo, BJ, you heard that? If you don't take your little ass to sleep. Yo, no, it was a beat. That shit was, yo, bro.
As a kid, that shit.
Fuck me up, nigga. Yeah, that shit fucked me up. Shit crazy. Monica, don't try. Get the fuck out right, your phone.
We need to hear some of these fears.
As a child, what the fuck scared you?
I had weird fears. It wasn't like a...
Oh, she fears shit like bad breath and fat chicks.
Believe it or not, you're onto something.
No, I know about the fat chicks thing. I already know.
I really was afraid of fat men and fat women. And I would think, because I was skinny, I was like not even 97 pounds soaking wet. So I would assume that if I seen a fat person that... automatically they were gonna try to run after me, and that shit scared the fuck out of me. Like, yo, that was some scary shit. Yeah. So can you imagine if I see an obese person over the normal size? I would use to cross the street because this shit would scare me. But another thing that scared me the most was I don't like funeral homes and I don't like funeral parlors.
Yeah.
And I think it scares me because my mom shared a story with me that she was down south, and at the time they didn't believe in the whole casket and the bomb, the bombing and mm-hmm. things of that nature. So when the individual passes, I guess they still have some of their
corpse in the house.
Yeah, they have the corpse in the house. That was another scary thing for me. And they have the people that are deceased, you're supposed to cut the abs or something like that, so they won't be able to rise up. Right. And unfortunately, that happened to my mother. My mother went to a funeral and the person rolls up and scared the shit out of me because it was just like, wow, that really happened to you? But I don't like dead people at all. Yeah, I don't like anything that's paranoia because when I used to go to funerals, my mind, let me tell you, the brain is a terrible thing. The brain is a very terrible, dangerous thing to have because it plays tricks on you. So
hold up. I like my brain.
I never disliked my brain.
I don't like my brain. Like, this is probably why I have the bad anxiety that I have, because every time I would go to a funeral, I would go home because mom would force us to go to these wild ass funerals. Every time somebody passed, she just wouldn't let her kids stay home. We had to go. So it got to a point where one time, I'll never forget, my mom friend died. And
Matt.
Bridget. Okay. She passed away from an aneurysm. Mm. And, you know, we went to her funeral, walked up to the casket. They should have kept the casket closed, but we walked up to it. I was able to view the body. I went home that day, and I seen Bridget sitting on my bed. Mm. Well, sitting on my mother's bed, actually. Mm. Scared the crap out of me. Like, literally, her back was turned. She turned around. I said, ah! Like, I couldn't fall asleep. Yo, it was like that. It will be like that for every funeral I go to.
I don't know if I want to do this episode.
I don't like that.
That be the shit right there.
It's scary.
Ooh, Lord.
But you know, if we're talking about fear, I think one of my biggest fears is because I'm a mother of three. So one of my biggest fears is one of my daughters calling me, telling me that they got jumped.
Uh-oh.
Like, that's my biggest fear.
That's your biggest fear now, right?
Right now, that's my biggest. Besides trees. Trees cannot be trusted.
Oh, my God. The things that give you oxygen? Nah. Like, wait. The things that turn. Oh,
wait, no, no.
God.
Hear me out. Hear me out, gentlemen.
Photosynthesis.
Look at you assholes just jumping on a bear rack and attack me. Trees actually fall at every given time. So you could be driving, a tree fall on you. You could be in your house sleeping, a tree fall on you. Trees cannot be trusted. They give us our beneficial factors of our breathing and making sure that we're, you know, the photosynthesis and make the world go around. But when a tree is upset and it decides it just wants to die, that tree is going to fall. It doesn't know where it's going to land, but it might land on someone. So I'm just saying, trees cannot be trusted.
Let me just tell you something about this. One day I was walking home and it was pouring rain. I'm leaving my boy crib. Now, I mean, I'm over here by the dog pound. I don't know if y'all familiar with New Haven. If you are, if you aren't, get familiar. But listen, I'm walking down by the dog pound or whatever, you know, it's swampy over there. It's yeah, trees yeah. in that area. So I'm walking down, it's raining, thunder, or whatever the case may be. And I, like, literally 4 seconds, 5 seconds just passed the tree before the shit wind blew and the shit fell. I'm talking about if I was under that shit.
That would have been your ass.
Right. It was. I thought that nigga was after me. So you're right.
Of fucking fear on your face just.
Bro, I'm telling you, because that shit really scared me. Like,
Trees cannot be trusted.
But let me tell you, so that's your fears as an adult. Let me tell you my fears. I'm going to give you my scared to death fear and my just creepy weird fear. So my scared to death fear is I don't want to be shot and killed. I just think that's just me. I live a better life than that. Not to, I mean, undermine or demean anybody that got shot and killed. Because I know there's innocent bystanders, but
right.
I just feel like if that was the case for me to get shot and killed, I'll be an innocent bystander. I must have did something to somebody, girl. So. Right.
I'm just knowing you.
But that's, I don't want to go like that. You know what I mean? I want to go peacefully. So that's one of my scariest fears. But my creepiest fears, and this is actually, I don't know if it's a real or unreal fear, but I looked this shit up. It's called triphobia.
Right,
it's triphobia.
It's
the fear of holes. Now, it's the fear of holes. Ever since I was a kid.
You mean like but holes, you just like said, thought holes or holes no, like in the ground? No,
but he just said holes.
Holes.
Like holes. Like,
okay.
If you Google it, like Monica, there you go. Google it. Google the fear of holes, and the triphobia is going to come up. And what's going to come up is a bunch of like cluttered holes and like beehives and... Even if you put your skin pores together,
they're little holes.
Creep me out, like
for real.
Like give me the chills.
But you eat box,
huh?
But you eat box.
Like that's not a bunch of little holes. Like if you see a bunch of little holes, that shit is creepy to me. Like, bro. Like,
oh shit!
Got me scratching right now. And that's the fear. That's triphobia.
Oh my god!
With triphobia, it's not really so much as the fear. You scared,
right?
It's like you see it get under your skin and crawls. You think about it. You got to scratch,
right?
And just by me talking about it right now, you see me scratching right. And shit like that because I'm envisioning what I don't like to see.
I feel you.
And that shit is creepy. And I didn't know it was a fucking actual fear or a phobia until one day. I'm scrolling through Facebook, and that's another thing with Facebook. I'd be thinking that should be listening to the conversation.
No, they do. They do. Right. So they follow your fucking, like, what you searching and shit. And,
right, yeah. Yeah. Because.
Nigga was searching that shit same day.
I wasn't searching none of it.
Found out what that
know,
shit was.
Right, I didn't know what it was, but I was talking about me being scared of hoes and how that shit creeped me out.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, I see that shit on my timeline. Triphobia, the fear of hoes. What the fuck? You just gave me a phobia. I didn't even know.
You diagnosed yourself.
Facebook,
basically.
No, Facebook diagnosed me.
So put this out there. He need to know.
Right. So, I'm like, that shit just creeped me the fuck out. I can't get jiggy with that shit.
he said, I can't get jiggy with that shit. Yo. So, I mean, my fears is fucking. I got fears of fucking. Snakes, my nigga. I can't do it. It's something about them fucking reptiles, my nigga. Even to a certain extent, it's even fucking lizards, my nigga.
I like reptiles.
My nigga, I can't do it, bro. I can't. It's something about the way them motherfuckers got no legs, but they crawling around every fucking where. Them niggas is slimy as fuck. And they, my nigga, and some of them motherfuckers could swallow your asshole, my nigga. Like, nah, nigga, no. Yeah, I read this story about this lady recently, my nigga. This lady was sleeping with her snake, my nigga, her pet snake. And this motherfucker was, said this nigga was curling up on her, cuddling with her every night. She did
sizing
this shit for
her
sizing her the fuck
her
up, making herself stretch out to be able to fucking
eat her,
my nigga. Like, and she's sitting up there fucking like, oh, this a pet. No, bitch, that's a snake, like. I don't fuck with snakes, my nigga. I was in a museum. This shit is in a motherfucking protective case. All that shit, my nigga. And I was looking at something else and my back was turned to this bitch. And somebody said, yo, look to your right. I look and it's a fucking albino anaconda, my nigga. This shit big as fuck, nigga. I'm like, yo, froze the fuck up. Like, nigga, I'm 6'2", 280. I'm not supposed to be freezing up off of shit like that, my nigga. I turned around and froze the fuck up, my nigga. Got the fuck out of Dodge as soon as I snapped too. Nigga, yo, I don't fuck with snakes, yo. I do not fuck with snakes. I remember one time I was listening. Y'all gonna have to let me go.
No, that's what I was about to ask. I need an experience from what happened.
I ain't had no experience. Fuck experience. Fuck your experience. Looking nah. Fuck all that, nigga. We was at work, my nigga, and I was working for the city, my nigga. We was cutting the grass and shit. And nah. This is when I work for the other part of the city. I don't want to put out the parts because So we had just got off lunch break. We was burning and shit. I mean, I promise you. So this nah, because when I was working with you for the city, we burnt every day. Oh, okay. With this part of the city I was working for, we ain't burn that often. So when we did burn, it was memorable. I could remember. It was a handful of times. Like, you feel me? So, but we had burnt, you know what I mean? And for all y'all who don't know what burning means smoke. We were smoking some ganja, some weed, some whatever you want to call it.
Marijuana, Mary Jane.
Right. So.
Chronic.
You know what I mean? And I had a high tolerance then. I wasn't where I usually am, right? You feel me?
Where I'm at, but go ahead.
Right. So we out there cutting the grass and shit. And I'm cutting the grass with the weed whacker. My boy, he got the fucking, the rake, the big ass rake. So this nigga finds a twig that looked like a fuck. It's this
shit. The nigga, I did that to my sister.
The nigga called me and threw the shit my way. Like, he flicked it with the fucking, with the thing to make it all believable. Like, oh shit, a snake. He flicked and it took off the other way. Like, right. Like just took a couple quick steps. And saw me flying with the weed whacker still going in the air, my nigga, running. Like, oh, shit, running to the truck.
This shit. You hit the throttle even more. My nigga. Whiskey throttle.
That shit was going bananas. Yeah. I'm taking off, my nigga. And it's the middle of fucking summer. Niggas got on boots and jeans because the shit pop up and hit you in the legs. Nigga, I'm high stepping all through the grass. The twig never even made it to my side. Just the fact that he did it and he said, oh shit, a snake. Got me, my nigga. Oh, man, got me, my nigga.
Of a clip I saw, Anthony Anderson did that to, her name was on the tip of my tongue, but it was a female comedian. And, you know, he was doing the show and they had the.
Oh, I seen the shit. I seen the clip.
What's the dude name that handled all the animals? Whatever his name is and whatever his profession is, that's what he was doing. He was handling. He was handling the animals. So Anthony Anderson, you know, he just threw the fake snake on.
That girl! Yeah. And she flopped like a snake.
He was flopping.
Sherry.
Right.
It was Sherry Shepherd.
There you go. Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah. I had the best laugh of my life.
Right. You and me both. I saw that shit.
I rewinded it 3-4 times.
She should be down that motherfucking chair. Like, she was stiff at the point.
She was done. I think her wig might have fell off.
Nigga, touch me. Get the nigga off me. She don't want to touch the shit, but you can tell that's what she's thinking in her head. Like, get the chair off me.
I got a couple fucking fears. Nigga, I'm large bodies of water. Scared of that shit.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how. I know that's one of your fears. I don't know how that shit not did come up at the beginning.
So, now I got an experience with that one on why I'm scared, my nigga, because I almost drowned before. So, anytime I go swimming or when I'm in law, I just don't fuck with water like that. If I'm not taking a shower, brushing my teeth, cooking, washing the dishes, or washing, I'm not fucking with no large bodies of water. I'll go on a cruise, but I ain't getting on. Like, if we got to evacuate, I'm going down with the boat. Fuck that. I'm staying on whatever's going to keep me afloat. Until this shit go down, I'm here, my nigga. Like, I'm on that shit. Fucking with no fucking water, man. My niggas really dead seriously call me Jason Voorhees.
Right, we call Jason Voorhees.
And it's crazy because of the Friday the 13th shit. Yeah, right. These niggas call me Jason Voorhees for real. Like, water, niggas go to the pool and niggas try to play slamming games and all that, wrestling in the mud. No, Nick, ain't nobody getting me down, my nigga. I'm not fucking with it, my nigga. Jason Voorhees, for real. I don't fuck with large bodies of water at all. And it's crazy because I live with the lake in my fucking backyard. Right. That's crazy.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Irony.
Then my last fear, as I can't shake it, it was a fear as a youth. Not so much as a youth, but now, fucking heights, my nigga. I could be looking.
I just figured I was. I love heights.
No, I could.
I can go high up. I used to go very high. When my mom used to live in the residential area. No, for real. I used to be on the rooftop. There's no way you get on the rooftop unless you climbed on the porch. Then from the porch, you climb on the gutter, and you pull your way up to the roof.
Yeah.
I love heights. Oh, my God. And then my mom would get scared as fuck. She always called the police department. But she would send your
ass up there to put the ornaments up there.
Yeah, she was sending me up there. Like, I was up there. I loved it.
See, I didn't know I was scared of heights. Now, because I love doing shit like that. Me and my brothers, we did
climbing
shit like
climbing trees and shit. That's what I'm saying. When I was younger.
Roof, do flips off the roof. Yeah, nigga. Jump out the window. All that daredevil shit. You know what I mean?
All that daredevil
shit. Good on roller coasters. Love roller coasters. Love the thrill. But let me tell you how I figured out I was afraid of heights. So, me and my stepdaughter, I guess, at the time. I had took her to It's in Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they got the tightrope and the bungee shit. Mm-hmm. So, me knowing that I'd done all this before. Like, I tightroped and jumped. I have been Brownstone Park. Brownstone Park, you zip line and jump off a fucking 25, 50-foot mountains. And me and my niggas, I mean, we've been there. We done that shit. Jumped into the lake 50-foot off a mountain into the water. I get the motherfucking It's and they put the zip line on me. They put the harness and shit. I get all the way to the top.
Yo.
I look down. I don't see no water. I just see the floor. Even though I got this harness on my back, this shit is working my nerves to the point where I am so paranoid, I'm fucking shaking. My daughter, she's like, come on, are you scared? I'm looking at her
yo, that's the worst.
Yes, I'm scared. I'm scared. So, I mean, after her asking me a couple times, I figure, you know, let me get brave and not show her I'm not that scared. I can do exactly what she just did in my face as a kid, 8-year-old child. So I walk across the tightrope. But as I'm walking, I'm noticing that y'all sweating more. And all the kids just looking stopping and watching me. And that shit just made me even more nervous. Why is everybody watching me? Is something wrong with my harness? I don't want to look up. I just want to get across with this motherfucking tightrope. Why is everybody looking at me? So, yeah, I just figured that out. I can't do it no more.
Wow.
I can't do it no more. Like, I can still get on ride, roller coasters. I go to Six Flags and get on some of the craziest rides.
Well, we don't know because you ain't been since. So
right, like
when last time you went to amusement park?
Been to amusement park?
Yeah, get last on. Year. Oh,
all right. Last year.
So let's not say you can get on these things.
That's what I do. I ain't gonna put his name out there, but I was literally going every weekend to Six Flags, just driving up here.
That's crazy.
But yo, listen, man. Yeah, cause you letting us give all the jewels away. They gonna be looking at us crazy, like, yo, oh, y'all really scared of heights?
AK is a bitch. Let me go get a mountain for this nigga. Nah,
let me go get a snake. Niggas got snakes around here. Nah, go ahead.
Niggas coming with me with an alien. I swear, for goodness.
You gonna get your ass beat today, nigga.
Damn.
Guys, I really, you know.
She a gangster.
24/7.
I'm scared of the things. See?
I'm fucking with you. Go ahead.
I'm scared of the things that people are not afraid of. Like, I don't like big dogs. I hate big dogs.
I know there's people scared of dogs.
Yeah, I ain't
they
scared of
scared
no dogs.
They scared the shit out of me. I had a Great Dane jump on me.
Word.
I had a Rottweiler hump my leg. I was so I was so afraid. The motherfucker was so big, his face was on my face. Oh, I am really tall. There's no way your face should have been on my face.
That nigga was making love to your legs. I watched pit bulls
attack people. Like I'm afraid of big dogs or vicious dogs. I mean, I have fears, but some of my fears are like really dumb fears. Like I don't like
Look,
that's what we need.
Right.
Y'all don't need this because I'm sweating just talking about it.
Let me tell you about it. I never told nobody I was afraid of aliens. Grown ups talk now.
Y'all don't
this.
Need this. Y'all don't need this in my life. Listen, I am afraid
it.
Of.
Your fans need
I'm
this.
I'm afraid. You guys, you will. I'm afraid of cockroaches. And I will punch a bitch in the face if y'all ever walk into the home. Woo! Cockroaches climb everywhere. They be on the ceilings, just falling down. They fly. They jump. There's some combative cockroaches out that bitch. And I can't do it. I can't do,
I can't do.
I could do a rat before I could do a cockroach.
I can't.
Which
I can't
is
do
which is bad because rats do. Rats give me the itty bitties too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, but it's so disgusting.
They get
it's
me.
Just, and then people living, I'm afraid of the people that live with the roaches. Because it's just like you living with the roaches, I'm afraid for you.
Yeah,
because I know you about that life. You will eat a roach. I made a video about a couple seasons back. Well, a couple episodes back of discovering a roach in my food. I damn near lost my mind. We all saw the video here in New Haven.
Yeah.
We saw me screaming and carrying on and dying and getting back up, dying again, getting back up. That was my life. I am so afraid of roaches. I can't do them. I see a roach. If I can't stump it, which I realized I can't stump a roach because it feels like it comes back. Scared.
I thought it was just it made my skin crawl.
No, it comes back to life. Jesus, it goes back to life.
I don't like roaches.
Don't like roaches. Yo, first of all, no. Hold on. Hold on. You're going to stop. Listen, I understand you're scared, but you're going to stop screaming like I got motherfucking roaches in my motherfucking house. Ain't no roaches in my motherfucking house. This shit is.
I just can't. I'm sorry. It I'm gets starting to feel offended. So bad. Oh, my God. No, it's just so bad to the point where I just got to the point. It used to be at one time. Oh, my God. My sister, I'm just going to share an experience. So my sister moved to the hill, and she.
God, talk about my hood.
Oh my God, the roaches was walking on the street. I was like, no! I went in the house.
Yeah, that's my hood.
I went in the house and it was roaches at the door, just waiting to greet me. Them niggas was coming up the stairs, coming down the stairs. I went in her apartment, Lord. I had to get out of the apartment. I had a hazmat suit and on and everything. I just felt them shits crawling up my legs. I didn't even enter the house yet. It was really bad. Then I moved. I had to be big because I was trying to.
You were in the house and the roaches was like, yo, we having chicken casserole for dinner.
Look at me like, what's your name?
Yes, everybody else.
Right.
This is Harry. This is Larry.
What's that? That movie? Joe's Apartment.
Joe's Apartment.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they looked at me like, what's your name? Like that's what they was on. And I was like, I don't want no parts with you niggas. Like, but I don't like roaches. I don't. I can't live with roaches. I can't do it. I try not to do it. That's like one of my biggest fears right now. Roaches. And again, like I've said, I'm more concerned with right now at this present time. My daughter is calling me, mommy, I got jumped. And then we going over there to go see them. And they just clam up.
So that's your fear.
Like,
as
that is my fear. I don't want my daughters being punks.
As a parent, that's
As a parent. I mean, I have tons of fears as a parent. I have daughters. I don't want my daughters getting knocked up by these individuals. Like, I'm really, I'm afraid of all that. But one of my biggest fears is my daughters growing up being punks.
I feel you on that.
Like, I don't want a punk as a child because their mother is not a punk. Like, please, people can tell you about me. Like, I
I don't even pull your card. Lose. Don't make me.
You can pull my card. I know. I lose some, but I also win some, and I also choose my battles. You know what I mean? I can't beat everybody.
Right.
But at the end of the day, one thing that people will tell you about me is one, I never gave up. And if I say if we're going to fight, we're going to fight. That's all it is. I might did some punk shit before, but, you know, I'm 100 with mine. I know I done punk shit before, but at the end of the day, one thing no one can never say about me is if you try to challenge me to a fight, I'm not backing down. Oh, you want this? All right, let's do it.
Word.
And my fear is my daughter is not having that type of fearlessness. I feel like right now they're so sheltered because I'm giving them the life I never had.
they wouldn't even know what it's like to have somebody walk up on them like, yo, I want my fair one. They probably laugh at them. Except yeah, one see, of them. That, my other two would probably laugh. Like, yeah,
I got a fear.
You know what I mean?
Similar like, it's to scary. That. I don't have a fear that...
Or my daughter's getting abused by some jerk out here. Because yeah, unfortunately, the culture
that's
is...
That's what I was about to say.
Like, the culture is, you know, men are allowed to hit women all of a something. I can imagine. Can you imagine...
Let me just say
somebody
this.
Somebody hitting one of my precious queens?
Both of y'all
I
daughters?
Will, I will kill them.
My nieces? And,
yeah, I already know.
I'm going to jail.
Yeah. Right, like...
So, yeah.
I will throw away my whole career, everything I worked hard for, studying at the age I'm at now. I will throw all that away.
I got a similar fear.
Like it's, I'm scared. It's crazy.
I don't got a fear of my daughter being jumped or any of them calling me and saying that they've been jumped because, quite frankly, I know both of mine and they ain't got it all. They type crazy. When it's time to fight and they got to defend themselves. I think they might lose it. We might have to grab them off of whoever the fuck it. Like, we might get the calls of come get her. Like, we had to
I'd
take her downtown.
That cool.
But I got a fear of what you said of my daughter getting older, getting into a relationship, and having to deal with a nigga trying to put their hands on her. And I don't have the fear that she's gonna get beat up. I legit got the fear that my daughter gonna kill somebody one day. Like, off of that alone, like if a nigga ever try that with her, because of how much I preach it to her, like, yo, no, like I don't even beat my daughters because once they hit a certain age, I stop mm-hmm. popping them on the hand because I don't want them ever to get used to a man or a boy ever putting their hands on her. And I preach it to her like it's the gospel, like, yo, no man is supposed to put their hands on you ever, and you don't provoke no man to do so. And if a man does so, you do whatever you feel you have to do to protect yourself. If it means take him out, that means take him the fuck out. Do what you got to do.
Facts. So since we sharing fears on the parent, and I only have boys. I don't have a girl, so I don't have that part to worry about.
Right.
What I do fear for my boys is them not becoming the best men that they're capable of becoming. Because I feel like as a man that grew up without a father, I could have been a better man if I had one.
Right.
And both my boys have a father, and I do the best I can, make sure or try to make sure they don't want for nothing or, you know, grow up with a decent role model
right.
to look right. up to. I'm afraid of if they don't take my advice, don't take heed to what I'm saying, or don't, I mean, follow the structure I'm trying to lay out for them.
Or at least pay attention to
at least
life.
Pay attention to yeah. them, right. And let the street or influences, their surroundings influence them and become something totally opposite of what I'm trying to raise. So that's what I'm scared of. My son's not becoming kings.
I feel you on that.
Another thing I'm afraid of is my daughter's not getting, I don't care what it is. It could be a trade. It can be a degree. I'm seriously afraid of teen pregnancy and my children dropping out of school.
Mm.
That's a huge fear for me because I would be in my generation of cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I will honestly be the first one to obtain a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody else that has done that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want my daughters to go farther than that. Mm-hmm. Like, I want them to get the doctor. And if not, if you get a master's with a certificate, I'm completely fine with that. But it's that strong fear of the possibility knowing that maybe they won't. Maybe mm-hmm. they won't even go that way and they'll go back to the life that I didn't even want them to have. You know, like, because you shelter your child so much because you want them to have the life you never had, and you right. expose them to all these things like traveling and having the finer things in life. And then when they grow up,
right,
they don't even want that lifestyle. They want to be hood, or they want to be, you know, just I wouldn't say a basic person because I feel I'm still a basic person, but they want to be something that they aren't.
Right.
And they lose themselves in that, yeah. and they get themselves into trouble and get themselves into all different types of things,
I
different
get you.
Baby fathers, and then they rely on me and dad to, you know, come save them.
No, I get
that
you.
Is very scary
because
it's like, how do you teach your daughters that it's okay to accept the lifestyle that you are accustomed to, but is it too much to show your children where you came from? Because that's what something that me and my significant other was talking about. Like, should he take his kids out to where he was, where he's from, and expose them to that?
I think not necessarily.
At the age that they are now.
Well, they won't comprehend.
Yeah.
Now, but once they are the age to comprehend and understand fully, I don't think he should necessarily expose, but explain where we came from, because, you know, we came from the same place. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that same conversation that he got to have with his daughters, I got to have with my kids. But I do think it's very important for them to know exactly where we came from, so they won't be so eager to go back.
Right.
So, I mean, they don't have it as bad as or we had it, or they didn't necessarily come from the same spot we came from. So the shit that we endured, they won't have to endure.
Right.
So, but they would see their friends endured and out of motherfucking curiosity and just them trying to adapt or relate to the situation that's around them, mm-hmm. they would want to be in the same shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for them to know that, all right, my friend, she's struggling with smoking cigarettes or smoking weed or whatever the case may be, but my mom and my dad said, listen, that was this, they did that, and this is what happens from that right here, and I understand that. So
right.
I don't necessarily have to smoke with my friends. I can explain to them why it's wrong, or if they don't understand it, then they would. I don't have to be their friend. Like, that's just the willpower that they would get, I believe, from experiencing them with the experiences that we have. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it, because that's something that was, like, really big on us. Like, are we going to... Eventually, we're going to have to come out and say, hey, before you got all this stuff, this is where we came from.
Right.
This is who we are as a people. Don't forget it. You know what I mean? Like, it's very... It's like one of those things that you just don't know, because I do believe that good girls can go bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do believe that good girls... And again, I remind my viewers, I do have 3 beautiful queens. So I'm looking at it as, okay, well, I'm showing them this way, but eventually they're going to stop listening to me and they're going to listen to their peers. And mm-hmm. what their peers say is going to hold more merit until they get above age to say, oh, you know what? My mother was right. So that's my thing. My thing is losing my daughters. I don't want to lose my daughters. I don't want my daughters to grow up lost. I want them to have some form of sense of direction. It doesn't matter what I do, how I do it, how I raise them, unless they remember those values, which eventually they will, because they always come back. They will always remember their values. But eventually, at one point in time, I'm preparing myself for one day in time. Thank God it's going to be no time soon. But one day in time, my daughters will get lost. And I have to be that parent to reel them back in and guide them where they really need to go.
One thing I can say, and I will say this, that fear that you have, not to put it so far out of reach, but
it
I mean,
out of reach.
I mean, you and your husband are great parents. So I don't think that's something that you would have to necessarily worry about, because you worrying about it, it makes it so unlikely to happen, because you doing whatever you can now
to prevent it from happening.
So
right.
I mean, you're doing necessary steps to nip that in the butt. So, you know,
but it's still a fear, because I know when I was growing up,
yeah,
eventually at one point I just blocked my mother out. I didn't hear anything she was saying. I didn't hear anything that my stepfather was saying. It just didn't matter. When they told me not to do something, I did it.
You know what that's called?
Rebellion.
Smelling your own piss. That's what my mom used to always say that to me. You smelling your own piss. Like, yo.
But I think we can all relate to that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Definitely.
You just block out everything. But I don't see when I was doing this to my mother, I was in my head thinking, you know what? She's just dumb. She's just trying to, you know, crank my style. You know, whatever I was saying at that time of that, you know, at that age. And now that I'm here, it's like, whoa. You know how that saying go, what you do to your parents will come back on to you?
Yeah.
I have one daughter that remind me so much of me. Mm-hmm. My husband make it a mission to let me know, I hope you toughening up your skills, because she going to be the one that pull you in the backyard.
Right.
She going to get you, Monica. You going to toughen your skills.
Right.
And I look at him and I say, no, I got it. Back of my mind, I don't got it.
Mm.
I don't got it. And it's like one of those things. Like, what do you do? Like,
so what you do?
What do we? Do I want to do this?
What I would say in that scenario,
throw the whole baby away.
Whatever. Don't do that.
I'm just joking.
No. Just for the people that take her literal.
Oh my God! Please don't. She's not, oh my goodness. She's not I'm serious. A phenomenal mother.
But
stop it.
Listen, in that scenario, what I would advise as that child's godfather is do the things for that baby that you felt you didn't get when in the same situation. Because if she's reflecting to be the same type of person you were to your mom, and you know the things you felt that you needed to that could have changed that, do those things. Try to implement some of those things at the same time of being firm in your message and your delivery. And in the style of how you're trying to deliver, how you're trying to raise her
to be in this world. That's crazy because that's exactly what I'm doing now. But again, it is still a fear because we could do as much as everything, we can as parents. At the end of the day, they have their own personality. They're going to be who they are. And we can't impose what we want them to do.
Right.
We have to accept them for who they are.
How many times have you been out, right? You've been out, and even though you may feel like, but my mother's telling me she don't know what's best for me right now, or she don't know what's best at this moment, right? Mm-hmm. But you go out and you do exactly what your mom told you not to do, and exactly what she said would happens, and you be like, damn, I should listen to my mom.
Right. That just happened not even on Thursday.
Right.
I had to swallow my pride and call my mother and say, Mom, you gonna love this. She was like, what? You were right. She said, what? Say it again?
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, you were right. I'm sorry.
So
what?
Those are the experiences that they're going to learn from.
Because
I still go through that.
I think
up your age.
As parents, period, right? Because all of us are parents. Like, I think we all have that same fear. Because my biggest fear is not being the father or not being the person I'm supposed to be for my kids, period. Letting my kids down as far as being a role model and being the firm foundation of what they are to know as what a man is supposed to be, like being that role model or that sight to see when they're looking for a man or what they know a definition of a man is supposed to be, they're supposed to get that from me. So me not being that for them is my fear. Like me not being able to teach them the things that they need or give them the jewels that they need to get through the tough times. Not even are they going to get through the tough times, because I firmly believe they will. I'm just saying me not being able to teach them how to. That's my fear. Me not being able to give them the lessons in the upbringing that they need. I fear that, because you never know what is waiting for them up the road on a journey. You never know. And you could feel like you're doing everything in your power to give them the right morals, teach them the right respect, teach them how to carry themselves with respect and respect others and all the whole nine of what you think a good parent is. But they can get to a certain journey or destination where none of that shit applies. And they got to go off their own instinct. And it's not what your mom or your dad said will be. This is going to be the outcome. Like, it's just, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Right. And then they call you and you can't help. They call you and you can't do. Like, and they call you and you can't even be the shoulder for them to cry on at that time.
Even you, that's my fear. That sends chills. That shit,
yeah.
It sends like some deep chills.
That's a scary situation. But I do know any situation that, you know, I'm unprepared for, and just as well as my child's unprepared for, is going to be scary. But that's exactly when you take everything that you learned as a child that your mom instilled to you, and everything that you learned experiencing, and try to apply it to the best, possible way. Now, it may not even help. It may not even touch the motherfucker. But your job is to comfort your child.
Right, that moment.
So
right.
You got to tell them whatever it is that you know, whatever knowledge that you have, to comfort your child at that moment. Because whatever experience that they're going through, comfort is the way to get them out.
Yeah, cooler heads always prevail in tough times. Cooler heads always prevail. So exactly that. It's going to come across something. It may not even be on a large scale. It just may be something I can't help them with. Like,
exactly.
And just being able, I know I'll be my creative self and help them through it somehow, some way. It may not be giving them the direct advice they need to get through it or how they should move through it, but it may be just being a calm to the storm. Exactly. But my fear, again, is just not being able to do my job as a parent. That is my fear. Being a letdown as a parent. I don't want my kids ever to grow up and say, my dad was good, but, what I mean?
I'm going to tell you the same thing I just told Monica. So what the job that you're doing with your kids?
I know.
You don't got to worry about that. Like,
I know.
You're a phenomenal parent. And just as well as me, I don't like tooting my own horn, but I know I'm a good father.
Definitely is.
You know
is.
What I mean? So with definitely that being is. Said, like, I don't fear that as much because I know I'm doing the best that I can. And that's all that you can ask for or you can do,
right.
Honestly. Give the best. And at the end of the day, you got to understand that your children are their own person. So when it's time to make their own choices and they got to live and think and do for themselves, whatever choice that they make isn't necessarily your fault.
Right. Nah, I know that. I know
so
that.
You can't be scared of the outcome.
Nah, it's not that. I'm not scared of the outcome.
You're scared of I'm not scared, being the outcome.
Right. I'm scared of not being a person of sound or being a stable person that they can look to for an example all the time. You know what I mean? Like, all right, so growing up, I mean, my father wasn't there. I didn't really have male figures to look at. Right. I mean, I had to find my sources of what a man is supposed to be throughout the world. Like, mm-hmm. You feel me? So, my fear is them having me here, my fear used to be me not being there, me falling into that category, right? Mm-hmm. Me falling into the absentee father or the father that was there but so consumed in himself that he wasn't really there. Right. Like, or the father that was so stubborn that he only taught us what we felt we should know. He didn't teach us everything. That's why I do what I do now. Like, I'm a complete open book with my kids. Like, any question they want to know about my past, my history, or what I'm working on currently, I let them know. I have no hesitation to let them know. Like, you're asking, do you want the truth or you want the fairy tale? And that's what I tell them every time. And they always choose the truth, so I give it to them. And even if they ask the fairy tale, I tell them, nope, you can't get that. We dealing the truth in this family. And then I tell them the truth. But I just fear of being a letdown as a parent. I don't want to let my kids down, period. That's all my fear is. Be it the situations in the future, be it whatever, I just don't want them to feel like I was a letdown as a parent. And thank you for the compliment. Yeah, and I'm pretty confident in the fact that I won't be, but it's just a fear. Like, as a parent, it's a fear, period.
Just to be silly, I'm going to tell you what a wise man once told me.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing to fear but fear himself.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? With that being said, I'm not scared of aliens no more.
Word.
I was scared as a kid, but, you know.
I think he heard himself say that shit out loud. I was like, you know what? Maybe that's all I had to do.
Right. Let me just get it out.
I never told nobody. So
just say that shit out loud.
I'm not scared no more, people.
Say it out loud. It won't hurt that bad.
Word, because I stopped being scared of Freddy Krueger a long time ago. But shit, I mean, I don't know, bro. I guess fears is I don't know. It's something. I think it's just because sometimes fears become uncharted or unknown about territories in life.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, and fear is all about expecting the worst of the unexpected.
Right.
That's all fear is, you thinking about the outcome and thinking that it would go the opposite way that you wanted to go.
Right.
So the way to control that fear is to not necessarily worry about the outcome, but just live in the midst, go with the moment. And it's hard to do.
Definitely is, because
fear consume you.
A nigga like me get anxiety, and then when that shit attack, oh no, I take it as a sign every time. I have anxiety. That's a sign.
My anxiety is horrible. My anxiety landed me in a hospital a few times. I wonder if it's the same prescription. Never mind.
They ain't say you go find it at the hospital, but got a prescription. It take care of that.
Okay, here you go. lastly, another fear of mine that I really try to keep under wraps, but I feel like since we're sharing it and it seems to be more fear on parenting, if anything, and this is the way we're going, I have a fear of my kids getting addicted to substances. That's very scary because that's something that parents will not know.
Substances or narcotics?
Substance abuse. Narcotics. Okay. Paraphernalia.
Having an addictive personality, period, or just being addicted to things like
I don't mind if you have an addictive personality because I myself have addictive personality. My addiction is reading. I like criminal justice. I like criminal shit. I love reading up on it. That's my addiction. I love it. Plus, you know, Instagram is my other addiction. I absolutely love it. If I learn how to work it, I love it. But what I'm talking about is substance abuse. I'm talking about the narcotics, the heroin, the, you know, crack cocaine. What's these kids on now? K2.
Fucking pills, period.
Pills. Yeah. That's an addiction itself. It's hard to break because once you got it, you can't shake it. It's something that's there for the rest of your life. You will always have to alter, change your life. And it hinders everything that you would like to do because now you have to worry about this addiction that may, come back and consume you for the most part. So I'm sure my daughters, they're great girls. I'm sure they will not listen to the influence of other children, but that's a possibility. That's a possibility. I can sit here and say that I've experimented one drug. I just wasn't into it. It's not my thing. I'll drink before I do any type of drugs. But I have family and friends.
Isn't a drug. I'm just going
to
put that out.
No, there. It's not even. Okay. It's a natural herb, right, according to everybody under the world and Mr. AK here. But I've had friends that, you know, I went to school with them, Albertus Magnus. Shout out, I'm an alumni there. But I went to school with some of my I would say college friends that didn't even graduate college because they got addicted to drugs. And it took over. They started using their refund check money to get high. And they couldn't pay for their books and they couldn't pay for, you know, anything. And even walking the stage because all they cared about was getting that next fix. I see what drugs do to people. Plus, I am a product of living with a parent, well, a step-parent actually, that was an addict. And it's scary. I don't want my kids becoming or folding to that fate.
No, absolutely. I totally agree. And if any of my kids ever get addicted to anything, I'm going to kill you. Let me stop. Let me stop. That was a joke.
That was a little sentimental there. And then you called. Okay.
Right. You got to make light of the situation.
You got it, I guess.
But that's totally, totally understandable. It's a fear that's in the back of my mind as well. Hopefully with our parenting skills that we don't fall victim to any of our kids falling victim to narcotics abuse.
Right. Shit. On that note, sure. In the words of AK, is nothing to fear but fear itself. If you that, like, scared that this shit send you into fucking seizures and shit, and leave that shit alone. But if it ain't, like, the end of the world type fear, look up, read about it, figure out, try to learn about it before conquer that shit. Don't be hesitant to fucking take over your fears. Let your fears fear you at the end of the day. That was a good quote. I'm going to use that. I'm about to tweet that on the Grown-Ups Talk page. I am Coolie Main. Know what I mean? You can find me everywhere under that name, Coolie Main. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can also find Grown Ups Talk on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music. We everywhere. Website soon to come. Shit, by the time y'all hear this, the website will probably be up. But yeah.
This is AK. I'm signing out, signing off. You know my motto: like, share, and follow. You can hit me up on anything Grown Ups Talk. So Grown Ups Talk, I mean sidebar AK/AK, whatever you want to do it, hit me up. I'm around.
And of course, this is your girl Monica. I'm definitely gonna sign off. You can always find me on Instagram at imperfectly imperfect. _30, or you can look for me on the Instagram Grown Ups Talk. I'm signing off.
Y'all know what it is. Take y'all asses to bed now. One.